What up, what up, what up? This is your man Dre Day from Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast, and I have a public service announcement for all you listeners out there. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground in 2018, I had so many questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? How do I get my show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other places people like to listen? Also, where do I find advertisers? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join. Oh, one thing, you can record your episode from your phone or computer. So again, go to anchor.fm/start to join. And I can't wait to hear your podcast. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy, Dre Day. What's up? What's up? What's up? This is episode 223 of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. I want to thank everybody for their support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. That's basically my introduction for every episode. This episode here, NBA talk. Yes, the NBA season is here. The NBA season has arrived in these it started the 19th, which would be last Tuesday. A small sample size of things have taken place so far. And, you know, I want to speak on that. And then I also want to speak about the NBA 75 list. Definitely want to speak on that because it was a few snubs that was on this list. A couple of players that didn't make it and a couple of players who I think shouldn't have made it. But you know how that goes. It is what it is. But like I said, the NBA season started the 19th of October, and a lot has gone down recently within the season. And first thing I want to say is this, like, I'm not going to start this thing talking about the Lakers. I'm not going to start this thing talking about the Nets or what's going on with Philly. I'm not even going to do that. What I want to do is I want to speak about the shockers right now that's going on in the NBA. Right now, I want to give kudos to the Chicago Bulls because right now, as this season has begun, I know preseason doesn't count, which is true, it doesn't. The Chicago Bulls have been undefeated so far this season, if you count preseason. They didn't lose in the preseason, and right now they are 3-0. So far this season. Now, again, I get it. The season just started. And if you go back to one of my recent episodes, I did say that the Bulls would be one of my top eight teams in the playoffs. I didn't have them planned in the play-in. I said that they would actually make the playoffs. And right now, again, it's a small sample size, but it's a good look on what we're seeing from the Chicago Bulls. Nikola, that used to play for Orlando, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. We already know what he's going to give us. He is going to give us a double-double. Zach LaVine is averaging almost 25, almost 27 points a game. Lonzo Ball, who I said was going to be my most improved player, is balling lights out. Caruso is that spark plug like he was with the Lakers. Like, I don't know what it is. For me, it's like, yo, some players are just not built to play in the bright lights. They just aren't. They need to play somewhere where it's small. They don't play anywhere where you could basically say where the lights is big. They need to play somewhere where it's small. They need to play somewhere, a small city. You know what I'm saying? Lonzo, listen, we all know the hype that happened with him when he went to the Lakers. And that had a lot to do with his father, of course. And then, of course, Magic Johnson putting that pressure on him, saying, oh, his number is going to be in the Raptors with all the Laker greats. Cool. He plays with LeBron 1 year. Obviously, it doesn't pan out. LeBron wants some experienced players, so he gets traded to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. He goes to the Pelicans. I didn't even like that because I felt Stan Van Gundy wasn't the proper coach for him. I just didn't. I love his pairing with Zion and B.I. I just didn't like the coaching from Stan Van Gundy. But now he comes to the Bulls with Billy Donovan. And Lonzo, to me, he looks refreshed. He looks rejuvenated. He looks happy. Listen, DeRozan, listen, I have nothing but respect for DeRozan. Obviously, he is the ultra vet on that team. Obviously, with his years in Toronto, and then of course he spent, I want to say, probably 3 years in San Antonio with Coach Pop. Unfortunately, things didn't pan out well over there, so he basically had to take his talents to Chi-Town. But from what I'm seeing from the Bulls right now, it's very impressive. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I'm very impressed with the Chicago Bulls team. They're basically winning these games over 10 points. All three of their games, they're winning by an average of 12 points. Now, I get it. They haven't played anybody, but still, you got to start the season off fresh. You got to start it off good. Charlotte is another team, undefeated right now. They just beat my Nets. On Sunday, which I didn't expect. Big homie Hove was in the building and Brooklyn disappointed. But Charlotte, listen, if they can continue what they did last year, except not be a play-in team and actually make the playoffs, they're gonna be something good. Like, they're gonna be one of those sleeper teams in the East that's gonna make it very tough for those top teams like Brooklyn. They already got a win on Brooklyn. Philly, Milwaukee, because I mean, listen, Bridges is killing right now these first three games. LaMelo, killing as well. You know what I'm saying? Like these young teams that's coming out the Woodworths, I'm actually enjoying them. I'm actually enjoying them, and I actually think it's refreshing. Now I can speak about Brooklyn. Like, the first three games, obviously the headline for Brooklyn is Kyrie's not playing because of the whole he doesn't want to get vaccinated thing. Listen, at the end of the day, nobody is going to feel sorry for Brooklyn if they don't do anything this season, because you have Kevin Durant and you still have James Harden. Okay, nobody's gonna feel sorry and say, oh, this is Kyrie's fault. Yada yada. Listen, at the end of the day, you still got KD and you still got James Harden. That should be enough to get the Brooklyn Nets to the conference finals and possibly the NBA finals. But I will say this, though, as it pertains to James Harden. He is getting a clear understanding that these refs is going to be calling these games a lot differently. Now, y'all know James Harden with the flopping, drawing fouls. For years, dude been getting to the line a good 9 to 12 times a game. So far this season, in three games, he's only averaging three visits to the line a game so far. So he's getting a clear understanding that this season is going to be different when it comes to this officiating. Listen, the 76ers, their home opener against the Nets, you know, Joel Embiid got on the mic and basically was on some, you know, they're glad that their fans is back, because obviously last year there was no fans. You know, I'm basically paraphrasing. They know what's going on within their organization, and they're basically going to stand by their brother. That brother just happens to be Ben Simmons. But see, what's crazy to me is this. You say this, but then a few days ago, you basically said you didn't care for the man. And now, all of a sudden, you stand with your brother. Like, the whole Philly ordeal, honestly, in my opinion, I'm actually drawn out talking about this shit. But as a sports podcaster, I have to speak about it. I truly think that Ben Simmons is going to return to the Sixers. Now, this whole, oh, he's not mentally ready to play yet, I think that's more so of he's not ready to face that crowd in Philly. Because that Philly crowd is rowdy. And as soon as he gets on that court, whichever day it is that he decides to step on that court, because from what they're saying, they're basically, if you really read in between the lines, they're trying to patch things up behind closed doors. They're not trying to keep it within the media no more. They're trying to do things behind closed doors, which is what they should have did in the first place. But he still can't run from this. You can't run forever. Now, okay, maybe he does have a mental health issue. Who knows? But at the end of the day, when that season was over last year, and he said that he wanted to get traded, he said he will play anywhere else as long as it ain't Philadelphia. We didn't hear anything about mental health issues. We didn't hear any of that. We're now just hearing about this. And it's because, in my honest opinion, okay, granted, maybe he does. I don't want to question it because that's a serious matter. But in my honest opinion, I think he is scared to face that Sixer crowd. That's what that is. Because he knows as soon as he step out that tunnel, he's going to get booed. He knows as soon as his name get introduced, he is going to get booed. He knows every time he touches that basketball, he is going to get booed. They're going to treat him as if he was a visitor. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And the only way he can fix that is facing basically something that he created. He created this monster. You chose your fate with the decisions you made in the playoffs last year. And the only person that can contain that is you. So, I mean, put your big boy pants on, man. Put your big boy pants on. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Golden State. Listen, man. Listen. I know we only three games in, but Steph Curry, MVP. MVP. Steph Curry right now is looking like the MVP these first three games of the season. Again, I understand sample size. Listen, y'all got to excuse the enthusiasm. Y'all got to excuse the excitement. I love the NBA. I love the game of basketball. It's my favorite sport. I like to dribble up and down the court. I don't want to get all of that. But listen, man, listen. What I have saw from Steph Curry these first three games, aside from the first game against the Lakers, because you let him tell it, he had a bad performance. Now, these are Steph Curry words. He said he had a bad game. But, I mean, dude, you had a triple-double. You had 21, 10, and 10. How is that a bad game? I mean, shooting, okay, yeah, bad game. I'll say that. But, listen, the Warriors right now are undefeated. They're 3-0. They are a team that I believe will be in the playoffs when it starts. I don't think they will be a play-in this year. I don't. I think they will be one of the top eight teams. Steph Curry right now, like I just said, we're only three seasons in. We're only three games in. But he is my leading candidate right now for MVP. He's averaging 31, 9 rebounds. When have you ever heard Steph Curry averaging 9 rebounds? 7 assists. Okay, he can, you know, drop some dimes here and there. But listen, if he could get a decent amount of support from the supporting cast, Andrew Wiggins, we know he gonna put up his numbers. If he can get that support from Lee and Poole, and then when Wiseman comes back, because listen, if the Warriors can at least be a top five team, through the grace of God, if they could be a top five team in the West by the time Klay Thompson comes back, the Warriors are going to be scary when it's playoff time. Because trust me, Klay Thompson has even more fire in his belly now. And I'm going to get to that a little bit later. Aside from missing two full seasons, he has another reason to have fire in his belly. But again, like I said, I'm going to get to that later. But what the Warriors are doing right now is amazing. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing from them. I'm just enjoying this season right now, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing so far. I know the season just started. I can't help myself. Listen, them Curry boys, they know how to shoot them threes. Steph Curry, I believe it was against the Clippers Thursday night, 25 points in the first quarter. And then last night against OKC, his brother Seth scored 23 points in the first quarter. Listen, I said when the season started that the Currys was going to go ham this season. Reason being, you know, they got a little issue right now going on with their family. You know what I'm saying? Their parents is dealing with a divorce. That right there will have you do some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know about that all too well, but, you know, I don't want to get into my family BI like that, but I'm just saying. But small sample size, but I am enjoying what I'm seeing so far out of these first three games. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing. The Knicks, I expect the Knicks to do something this season. Like I said, like, y'all know how I feel about Utah. Y'all know how I feel about Denver. I don't expect much from them in the regular season because they're going to do exactly what I expect them to do. They will be a top seed in the regular season. And as soon as playoff time comes, they will meet somebody in the second, and they will meet somebody in the second round, and they will be out of here. So some of these teams is like, yo, I don't really need to speak on them because I already know what to expect from them. You know what I'm saying? I know what to expect from Utah. I know what to expect from Denver. I know what to expect from them teams. They're going to be two and done. It is what it is. And I get that. And I understand that. So I'm not going to sit here and fake the funk and be on some, oh, well, yeah, Utah, I'm loving what I'm seeing out of them. They're a regular season team. This is what you get out of them. The same thing goes with Denver. Jokic is going to put up his numbers. He's defending his MVP. I don't expect him to win it back-to-back, but he's going to put up his good numbers. Porter Jr. is going to do him. Aaron Gordon is going to he's going to have a full season with them. He's going to do him. I get all that. Will Barton, I like his game. He's going to do his thing. But like I said, when playoff time come, they're going to meet someone in the second round, and they're getting the hell up out of here. Pack them up. They're out of here. And the same thing goes for Utah. They got Donovan Mitchell. They got Rudy Gobert. Ingles. Clarkson's doing his thing off the bench. Mike Conley. I get all that. They are going to meet a team in the second round, and they're going to get the fuck up out of here. It's that simple. Listen, us as NBA fans, we have to just come to the realization that there are some teams that are just regular season teams. You have some teams that will do average in the regular season, but as soon as playoff time comes, they'll kick it up a notch. You have some teams that will do great in the regular season, and then when postseason time come, they fizzle. And that's just how I feel about Denver and Utah. It is. Respectfully. Like that's just how I feel when it comes to those two teams. Now, in the East, I mean, obviously we know all roads lead through Milwaukee. At the end of the day, they are the defending champs, so we got to give them that respect. You know what I'm saying? We have to give Milwaukee their respect, okay? You still got Brooklyn. Miami, nobody is talking about. I think Miami is going to be deadly when they really, really, really get things in order. I really think they'll be a dangerous team with things getting order. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Lowry. I mean, I don't think he's going to play that much games with them in the regular season, but he'll be ready for the playoffs. With the addition of P.J. Tucker, Tyler Hero with him emerging, Duncan Robinson, Bam. I ain't even mention Oladipo because he's still hurt. If he can somehow get healthy and be the Victor Oladipo that we know, shit, Miami going to be something crazy. It's going to really be hot in Miami. Really. Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, I keep saying it. Small sample size. The season just started, but I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing so far. I'm very, very, very much impressed with these first few games. But I want to speak about this NBA 75. Because, not for nothing, disclaimer, I was thinking about actually doing this myself. So I guess you could say I was somewhat ahead of the curve, because I remember in 1997 when they did the NBA 50. What they did was they was honoring the 50 greatest players to ever play the game. I remember that All-Star game. I remember it being in Cleveland. I remember Glenn Rice won the All-Star MVP. I remember Shaq being booed when his name was announced, because I believe he only had, what, 3-4 years in the game, and they already anointed him one of the greatest players to ever play. And there were a lot of players that were snubs. And one of those players, the highlight player that was snubbed, was the human highlight film Dominique Wilkins. Now, obviously, we all know the other greats that was on that team. Jordan, Magic, Bird, Chamberlain, Russell, Cousy, Isaiah, Malone, Stockton. The list goes on. Patrick Ewing, Scottie Pippen, Charles Barkley. I mean, I can keep going on. We fast forward to, I want to say 2011, 2012, if I'm not mistaken. And for those of y'all that watch TNT, you know, inside the NBA, they had a thing with, they had a show called Open Court. And on the Open Court, they had an episode where they did the next 10. And what they did was they had the top 50 players that ever played the game, the NBA 50 from 97. And what they did was they wanted to add an unofficial 10 to the list. And the 10 names that was on that list was Duncan, Kobe, LeBron, Iverson, Garnett, Dirk, Dominique Wilkins, Bob McAdoo, Dwayne Wade, and Kevin Durant. Keep those names in mind, okay? So, That was the unofficial 60. Okay? We now fast forward to this year, where now you have the official 75 names that made this list. Okay? So what they did was, I believe they did 3 days. I believe they did 3 days of mentioning, you know, the players that made the 75, that made the 75 list. Now again, some of the names I already knew from 50. I already knew some of the names. So when they did the 75, I was saying to myself, okay, I know some of the names that they did for the unofficial 10 was going to be on there. Like, I knew Kobe was going to be on there, obviously. God bless the dead, RIP, Black Mamba. I knew Duncan was going to be on there. I knew LeBron was going to be on there. I knew Iverson was going to be on there. I knew Garnett was going to be on there. I knew Dirk was going to be on there. Dominique was on there because he should have been on the original, okay? Dominique made the 75. Then we get to Bob McAdoo. He was on there. Kevin Durant was on there. Dwayne Wade was on there. So that's 60. So I'm not even thinking about those names. Now I'm thinking about the next 15 because that's what I was going to do. Like, I was basically going to go off of what they did with the NBA 75. And instead of mentioning the next 25, I was just going to mention the next 15. Because, again, the 10 names that was added from the unofficial list that TNT and them did, I already knew that they was going to make this 75 eventually. So I left that list the same way it was. And now I was only going off of, in my knowledge of the game, I was going to add the next 15. But for these purposes, I had to mention the names that was added to the list. Jesus Shuttlesworth, Ray Allen made the list. No objection here. None whatsoever. Carmelo Anthony made the list. No objection here. Not at all. Elgin Baylor, old timer, not my era. Obviously, I know things about him from YouTube, stats, all that. Cool, I get that. He made the list. Pardon self. Dave Bing. Now, see, this individual didn't know about him. Obviously, he wasn't in my time. So I had to do my research on him. I said, okay, I can see why he made the list. Okay, granted. All right, no problem here. Again, I said Kobe already. Billy Cunningham, not my time, but from what people said about him, I knew he was going to make it. Steph Curry, there we go. Steph Curry made it. Anthony Davis made it. Hold that thought because I got a little something to say about that. Dave DeBusschere, hopefully I said his name right. Hopefully I ain't muffled his name. He made the list. Again, I said LeBron James made it. Jason Kidd made it. Deservingly. Deservingly so. Probably my second favorite point guard ever. Because Magic's one. I would say Jason Kidd is my second favorite point guard of all time. Kawhi Leonard. Okay. Two-time defensive player of the year. Two-time NBA champ. Two-time finals MVP. Okay. I think in his short time in the game so far, okay, maybe he could be on that list. Okay. Oh, Giannis. Giannis made the list too. I had to mention him. Dame Lillard. I'm going to get back to that. Pistol Pete made the team. Again, I said Bob McAdoo because I'm going off for the 10, the unofficial 10. Reggie Miller, listen, Reggie Miller, man. Listen, when Reggie, he was shocked that he made the list. He was very shocked. He was doing an interview with Steph, and then they went to him, and it was like that, well, now you're, how does it feel to be on the same team with him? So he was like, what? He was like, yeah, you made the list. You made the list. He didn't believe he made the list. Listen, there's some controversy about Reggie Miller making the list. Me personally, I have no problem with Reggie Miller making the list. One of the greatest three-point shooters that ever played the game. Granted, he didn't win a championship. I get that he didn't win a championship. I so get that he didn't win. But let's not forget that Reggie Miller was a heartbreaker. Let's not forget the years that he tortured teams by hitting walk-off threes and, you know, we can't do that. We can't gloss over that. Okay, he didn't win a championship. It's a lot of people on this list. It's 75 names. All 75 of these motherfuckers didn't make the championship. Some never even touched the NBA Finals, but they're still on the list, right? So, me personally, I have no problem with Reggie Miller making the list at all, okay? Earl the Pearl Monroe, he made the list. But I thought, quiet as kept, I thought he was already on the list. I actually thought he was one of the 50. But neither here nor there. The glove, Gary Payton. Okay. Paul Pierce, the truth. NBA Finals MVP. Okay. Dennis Rodman, the worm. Now, I think this one here, that's the one where people gonna raise their eyebrows because he didn't really have the numbers per se. Listen, Rodman was a beast on the court, man. I get the numbers wasn't what they was, at least for scoring, but rebounding, what he did on defense. I mean, come on, man. What are we talking about here? Dolph Shades. Remember, I said D-Wade, Russell Westbrook, Lenny Wilkins, Dominique Wilkins. There you go. Now, those are all the names that made the list. Oh, I forgot. James Harden. I forgot about James Harden. James Harden made the list. But see, here's the thing. When you do a list like this, obviously, there's going to be some snubs. We all know this. Like, when you do a top, like when you talk about a top five or a top 10, I asked the question yesterday on Facebook. I said, who was on the Mount Rushmore of West Coast rap? My Mount Rushmore is Dr. Dre, Snoop, Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Now, obviously, Too Short had a major contribution. 40 Water, a major contribution. Kendrick Lamar, major contribution. But on Pac, major contribution. But when you do a list like this, there are going to be some snubs. And it's going to always be a problem. Because you're going to ask yourself, wait, this person made the list? And this person didn't make it? Because you better believe I got a list of names who I felt should be on here. I forgot about Paul Arizin, Hal Greer. They made the list as well. But the point I'm trying to make is some of these names that made the list, I felt they shouldn't be on here. And there were some players who I felt got snubbed. Let me first go off of the players that I felt were snubbed. Because, you know, you watch ESPN and you watch Fox Sports, and the typical names that they say got snubbed, which I agree with, Dwight Howard, he's the main name that got snubbed, and I agree. Dwight Howard should be on this list. He should be on this list. But see, politics and basically, people forget what he did with Orlando. Unfortunately, it didn't pan well with the Lakers when he played with, you know, Nash and Kobe, it didn't pan out well. But then after that, his career just went down the tubes. He even had a decent stint with Houston that people forget about. You know what I'm saying? But Dwight Howard should be on this list because I think people tend to forget what Dwight Howard did in his time in Orlando. 5-time all defense. I believe all 5 of those years, he played with Orlando. 3-time defensive player of the year. He did all of that when he was with Orlando. 8-time All-Star. I believe all of those years he made the All-Star team, he was with Orlando. He led the league in blocks 2 times. Both of those years, he was with Orlando. All-NBA. 5-time rebounding champ. He has a 16-12. He has a 16-12 average. 16 points a game, 12 rebounds a game. There's no way in the world you're going to tell me Dwight shouldn't be on this team. You can't tell me that. But see, that's the main name that everybody talks about. I got another name that a lot of people sweep under the rug. And y'all might call it bias, but hey, I'm a Spurs fan, but I got to keep it a tall. I got to keep it 100. Tony Parker's name. Why is he not on this team? 4-time champ. He won a finals MVP, 6-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA. Averaged 16-6, 16 rebounds, 16 points, 6 assists. See, I think people, that point guard position, man. That point guard position is tough, dog. Because I want to go back to the early 2000s, right? I want to go back to the early 2010s, or a little before that, where Tony Parker was one of the top point guards in the league, okay? You had Chris Paul, you had Darren Williams, you had Tony Parker. Like, you had those guys as the top point guards in the league. Then you branch off to the early 2000s, Dame comes into fruition, Steph comes around, Kyrie comes around. So now all of a sudden, Tony Parker, he gets lost in the shuffle because of these other point guards, because he's not flashy. But Tony Parker was still that nigga. Tony Parker was still putting up numbers. Tony Parker was still making all-star teams, but he was getting swept under the rug because of the other names I just mentioned, right? Me, personally, I don't think Dame should be on this list. I don't. Now, I get it. Dame time. Logo Dame. I get all that. But that's only in the regular season. Where's that Dame time when it really count? Besides his 2 walk-offs in the playoffs against Houston and OKC, have we witnessed Dame time in the playoffs? Don't worry, I'll wait. In my honest opinion, I don't think he should be on this list. I think he should be, when it's the NBA 100, I think he should be on that list. I don't think Anthony Davis should be on this list either. I think that should go to Dwight Howard. In my honest opinion, there are some names that I believe got snubbed. Vince Carter, absolute snub. Absolutely. Slam dunk champ, what he's done for the game, longevity, all that shit. I believe Vince Carter should be on this list. Tracy McGrady, I think injuries plagued him. That's why he didn't. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of the reasons on why I think he didn't make it, because of injuries. I think Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, Penny Hardaway. I think those 3 guys, I think they didn't make the list because of that reason. And I have no objection to that. No objection. I think that's the reason why they didn't make the list, because of their injuries. Their injuries plagued their career. So I'm not even arguing with them not being on the list. You can make a case for the same thing to be said about Derrick Rose on why he didn't make the list. Klay Thompson. Should Klay Thompson be on this list? He feels like it. The man even got a shirt when he wears in practice that wears number 77. Because, spoiler alert, okay, yeah, it's supposed to be NBA 75, but actually 76 names is on the list because it was a tie. Klay Thompson feels like he's a top 77 player of all time. That's not for me to decide. A lot of people feel that Klay Thompson should be on this list. A lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Adrian Dantley name was a snub. Dikembe Mutombo was a snub. Listen, my Uncle Fish should appreciate this. Bernard King was a snub. Bernard King was a beast. A beast back in the day. But again, like I said, he didn't win nothing. Yeah, he made some all-star teams for them. Yeah, he made four all-NBA teams. Yeah, he was all-rookie. He won the 85 scoring championship. Cool. He's averaging 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 dimes. Yeah, that's cool. But he didn't win. But see, that's the dilemma here, because you got some players that didn't win and they made the list. But before I go, because I don't want to be on this long, listen, you can make a case that my man Ginobili should have made the list. To me, in my honest opinion, he's the greatest sixth man in NBA history. Some might say Havlicek, but for me, call it bias, but I say Ginobili is. But again, this is the NBA 75. See, if they was factoring in, you know, your work international, like shit like that, oh, Parker and Ginobili would definitely be on this list. They'll definitely be on this list. But it's the NBA 75. Well, NBA 76. But I tell you this, though. There's one name on this list that I got a real problem with. And after I say this name, I'm going to get off. Because I've been on this episode long enough. He was on the original 50. Which I felt he shouldn't have even been on there. And now that I think about it, because when you think about this list, if you already got somebody on it, it's hard to take them off. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you already got them on the 50, you can't take them off the 75th list. You got to keep them on because they was already on the original list. But there's a name on here who I felt shouldn't be on to begin with, and that would happen to be Bill Walton. Now, I get it. He won a championship in Portland in the early 70s. I get that. I truly get that. He was a beast in Portland, okay? A beast. He was an absolute beast when he played for the Portland Trailblazers back in the day. We're not even disputing that. He was a two-time All-Star, two-time All-Defense. He was a two-time NBA champ. He was an MVP in 77, the 77-78 season. I get all that. But let's keep it tall. Let's keep it tall here real quick. He only played 10 years in the league, right? He only played 10 years in the league. Now I need y'all to hear me out. And I want y'all to tell me if y'all agree with me. He played 10 years in the league. Four of those years, he didn't play a full season because he was hurt. Now, the last season, I'm not counting because he was washed at the time and he was playing with Boston. So I'm not counting that. But he only played 10 seasons. And in three of those seasons, he didn't play at all because he was hurt. The man only had 6,000 scoring points. And he gets added to the original 50. Tell me if I'm bugging here. Tell me if I'm bugging. He should not be on this list, but I get it. He played at UCLA, one of the top schools in the history of college basketball. He played for the late, great John Wooden, his contribution to the game. He's an NBA analyst. He's in the media now. Fuck all that. He shouldn't be on this list. If Dwight Howard gets snubbed on this list, then Bill Walton shouldn't be on it. That's just where I'm going with it. He shouldn't have been on the original list, and he definitely shouldn't be on it now with the upgraded version. That's just my opinion. But see, that's why it's hard doing these lists, because players are going to get snubbed. They're going to get snubbed. And quite frankly, Dwight Howard got snubbed. Tony Parker got snubbed. Vince Carter got snubbed. See, T-Mac and Grant Hill and Penny, they was injury prone. So I can understand why they got snubbed, because injuries plagued their career. I get that. But when we talking about straight, putting up numbers and getting busy on the court, there's no way in the world you could tell me Dwight Howard shouldn't have been on this list. At all. I think AD should have waited. I think Dame should have waited. Those two names, those are the other names who I think should have waited. They could make the 100, but I don't think they should be on 75. I think Tony Parker and Dwight should have taken those spots. That's just my opinion. But when y'all listen to this episode, tell me what y'all think. Tell me what y'all think. Because I know I bring up some beautiful points. I know I do. But it's a wrap for this episode. I don't want to dive on this too much. I just wanted to, you know, get the juices flowing for the NBA season. But I want to thank y'all for, you know, taking time out your day, afternoon, or evening, whenever you listen to this joint, to listen to the episode. Y'all already know, y'all can check me out on all podcast platforms except Tidal. Check me out on Facebook, Dre Day, IG, Dre Day 1985, Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. The link is in the bio. Twitter, Dre Day 1985. And I want to give a quick shout out. I haven't done that in a while. Y'all know I like to add that segment to my episodes. Even though this is a basketball episode, I want to give a shout out to someone that's not in basketball. She will be calling it a career this Tuesday. So when this episode drops on Wednesday, her career, when the episode drops on Wednesday, her career would have been over the night before. I want to give a shout out to Carly Lloyd. Women's national soccer team, great. She's calling it a career after playing so many years for Team USA, winning countless gold medals, winning world championships, probably one of the most decorated players to ever play for the U.S. national women's soccer team. So I definitely want to shout her out. She also plays for the New York, New Jersey, Gotham FC soccer team. So I definitely want to shout her out and pay homage to her on this episode, even though it's a basketball episode. But again, catch y'all on the flip side. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. Thank y'all for the support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. Episode 223 is over. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. Peace. What up, what up, what up? It's your man Dre Day. I got some bonus talk with you for episode 223. I had totally forgot about the disagreement or little scuffle between Dwight Howard and AD. I forgot which game it was. If I'm not mistaken, I'm assuming it was against the Phoenix Suns, but they had that little scuffle on the bench. My assessment on that, I mean, listen, shit like that gonna happen in games, you know what I'm saying? We've all played a certain sport, whether it was basketball, football, baseball, where you had a disagreement with a teammate and words got exchanged. Now, scuffling with your teammate, you say that for the locker room, you know what I'm saying? You don't, you know, have that out on display for the public to see. Because if you paid attention real close, and I'm good at reading lips, you know what I'm saying? NBA TV showed it. They showed the clip at its entirety. And basically, Dwight Howard was saying,
not in front of the cameras, not in front of the cameras. Like, if you're gonna critique me or chastise me, don't do it in front of the camera. Now, as far as Magic Johnson getting all dramatic with it, talking about, oh, with his 44-something years of, you know, being in the NBA or being a part of the Lakers organization, he ain't never seen nothing like that before. So, Magic, you ain't never seen the Malice in the Palace before? Stop it. But I guess being that it was the Lakers and he's so emotionally invested into them, he felt this way. But me personally, it's water under the bridge. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure all is forgiven. You know what I'm saying? It was the heat of the moment. Maybe an assignment got missed or whatever the case may be. Or hell, maybe Dwight Howard felt a certain way that he wasn't on the NBA 75 and AD was. I don't know, man. I don't know. But I mean, for me, it's a little bit over nothing. I mean, it ain't that much to snooze on. Ain't nothing crazy about it. I'm sure they good now. So it is what it is. But that was my little bonus talk. I forgot to put that in the episode. So I had to throw that in there. So now episode 223 is finally over. Catch y'all on the flip side. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here.
What up, what up, what up? It's your man Dre Day, and I have a PSA announcement for y'all. Did y'all know that only 38% of African Americans were able to identify financial terms on the PFN Index, an annual financial survey? Why is that? Because we're never given the tools to succeed in the financial sector. Will with American Classic Agency has been designing financial maps for his clients to succeed for over a decade for clients on both coasts. With Will, you will be able to create a game plan to get out of debt and create the wealth that you and your family deserve. If you're interested, please contact Will at willspady@gmail.com. That's willspady@gmail.com. Or call him at 443-810-0384.